Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
I'm here with Michelle from the Four Seasons Cookery Academy, a very well-respected nutritionist, to talk about various topics and how certain foods can help us to feel so much better. And what are you going to talk about today, Michelle?
Oh, we're talking about today, Maggie. We're talking about foods for mood, foods that help us to feel better, happier, brighter.
Oh.
So I'm just going to start off by saying, everybody, that there are many mental health conditions and it would be impossible to write a fact sheet for each and every one. So what we're going to look at here is looking generally how eating well can help us to feel better, which in turn lifts our mood.
Yes.
And it really does. And one of the main causes of feeling low is eating a diet too high in sugary treats and drinks.
Right.
And I'm glad that I can't see the reaction from our listeners because... But what happens here, they cause a spike in blood sugars.
Yes.
And that soon wears off. And then when they dip again, that's when we start feeling tired and quite low.
Yes.
Until we have the next treat, and then off we go on that vicious roller coaster.
Right.
And that's sometimes, for some people, they'll live their lives like that, but not understanding the difference that it would make.
So having the sugar is like being on a high.
Yes.
And then you come down with a bump.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And when you're down there with a bump, you want to go back to that feeling. So you'll go back to whatever gave you that feeling.
Yes.
And we go climbing up again.
Right.
And it's not a nice place to be. Really, really isn't. And we are what we eat. We've probably heard this, and sometimes I think, oh, it sounds so cliche. But actually, it's never been truer. And evidence does suggest that good nutrition is essential for our mental health and our well-being.
Yeah.
And we can protect that by adding a lot of these in. So things like complex carbohydrates. So that, of course, would be your wholemeal bread, your whole grain rice and pasta, for example. Essential fats and fatty acids. And I'm going to talk these through in turn. Amino acids. And these are the building blocks of our body. So we use them to make proteins, which help the body to break down food.
Right.
Which grow, repair body tissue. And they're also used as a source of energy. Then we've got to have our vitamins, obviously, and our minerals and water. And I must just say here that all that I'm going to talk about now should enhance the treatment that's been prescribed by your doctor. It is not a standalone cure.
No.
So as I've mentioned with the other little podcasts, we do need the help from medical professionals, and this sits alongside.
Yes. So this sort of adds to the...
The scientific, yeah. The
improvement.
Yes, absolutely.
It adds to your mood improvement.
Yes, it does.
Right.
Absolutely right. So I'm going to start with water. And, you know, when I think our bodies are 80% water, we should never, ever feel thirsty. And I wonder how many people can actually relate to that and think, oh, I need a drink because I'm feeling thirsty. But we should never feel thirsty.
No.
You know, if we do, we are already dehydrated.
Yes.
And not drinking enough fluids can result in feeling tired and irritable. Along with headaches, it can bring a person's mood down. But irritability is a pretty good sign that somebody is a bit dehydrated. And then foods high in omega-3 fatty acids. So these are the things that really help us as well. Salmon, herring, sardines. We're coming into the season. Imagine barbecued sardines coming up in the summer. Walnuts and almonds. Now, these, again, have been proven to reduce symptoms of schizophrenia, depression, and ADHD and hyperactivity.
Really?
So those foods high in omega fatty acids. A lot of work being done around that at the moment.
How much would they have to eat of those in a day, say?
Yeah, things like, you know, our oily fish, we should be having at least 3 or 4 times a week.
Right.
In one form or another.
Would you grab a handful of walnuts or just have a few at a time?
Just a couple. Just literally cup the palm of your hand very tightly. And have a look, and what just sits in the middle there.
All right.
And again, people will say, oh, Michelle, they're calorific and they're so fatty. But no, we mustn't look at calories of food. We must look at what it's doing for us.
Right.
As opposed to individually breaking down. Vitamin B, thiamine, it's known as, has been associated with the control of mood as well as keeping blood sugars stable.
Right.
And foods that contain this, we're back to our whole grains and our cereals, but obviously cereals that aren't pumped full of sugar. Beans, oatmeal, peanuts, sunflower seeds are the best. They are top, 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 top
really?
in this category. absolutely top. You might like a sunflower seed on top of wholemeal roll, for example, and you've got a double whammy.
Yeah. Yes, you said about sugary cereals. How do you know they're not sugary?
If you look at your nutrition guide and you've got your fats, so that everything will be in either red, green or amber.
Right. Well, on the packet.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it'll show your carbohydrates and your sugar elements of your carbohydrates.
So how do you know which is the lowest?
You're looking for kind of a green or an amber at the top if you must, but try and look for your greens.
Okay.
If you possibly can.
Okay.
Now, your meats, especially pork, is one that's listed here, liver, but again, no more than two portions of liver a week because it's very high in vitamin A.
Right.
Kidney, fish, egg yolks, dried fruits, pistachio nuts. Oh, think about a pistachio nut ice cream, sorry. And raw peanuts.
All right.
Are absolutely, they are packed full of vitamin B1. So those will definitely help you.
What about cashew nuts?
Cashew nuts are very, very good for you. They haven't got as much vitamin B1, but they are still very good for you indeed.
Yep.
Unsalted, of course, Maggie.
Of course,
sorry.
Yes.
Oh, God. Boring. Now, vitamin B deficiency is common in people who live on refined carbohydrate foods.
Which are?
So that would be things like your, all of your, that are going to send your blood sugars crazy going up. So things like your white breads, white rice, white pasta, that sort of thing that can lay people low with vitamin B.
All right.
And then, of course, your vegetables. Oh, my gosh. Think again about your colours here, the rainbow colours. So green leafy kale and spinach. Mushrooms, a humble mushroom is just absolutely amazing.
Really?
Spinach, peas, broccoli, avocados, plums, peppers, tomatoes and garlic. So again, those components with dotted about the week will make such a difference.
Okay.
The other thing that we really need to help with our mental well-being is magnesium. And foods that have got magnesium in are your dark leafy vegetables, nuts, seeds, oat cakes, sesame seeds, chickpeas, and dark chocolate.
Right.
So there's a very, very good array there of things to boost your magnesium.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we've got the proteins, things like your chicken, pulses. Pulses are very underused these days, actually, which is a shame. But anything from kidney beans to chickpeas, fish, turkey. And did you know that turkey has got tryptophan in it, which is the happy hormone?
Tryptophan?
Tryptophan.
I've never heard of tryptophan.
A happy hormone in your turkey.
Right. He's not very happy now, though, is he?
Fluids. And again, remember we said about the fact that we should never, ever feel thirsty. But please don't think that fluid just has to be water or something as boring as that. It can be anything. It can be soups. It can be sparkling water with a little fresh cherry juice in it. It can be tea, coffee. I've put here with the tea and coffee, if you are prone to feeling anxious, to try and not have any more than 3 cups of tea a day or 2 cups of coffee, because that can exacerbate anxiousness.
Yes.
So, you know, have enjoy kind of what I would call a full fat cup of tea or coffee, and then try your decaf, wean yourself gradually onto that. And please try to steer clear of all fizzy drinks, because they've got nasty, harmful sweeteners in, and especially the flavoured waters.
Oh.
So if you can avoid them, that would be absolutely fantastic.
What about soda water?
Absolutely fine. Absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Vitamin D, we need to really keep up together with, please, everybody. And again, taking a supplement right the year round at the moment following the pandemic.
Yeah.
And that definitely, you know that it's associated with what they call the SAD disease, seasonal affective disorder. So having a good supply of vitamin D is a really good thing.
Okay.
It'll really stand you in good stead. And I've got here, as you know, I always end my little fact sheets with, along with the foods that we've listed, be good to yourself. Every night, list 5 good things that have happened through the day. As simple as smelling a fragrant rose, having 2 green traffic lights in a row, having a smile returned. Try doing this just before you go to sleep so that it reinforces positive thoughts.
Absolutely.
If you've got something worrying you, and I don't think there's many of us these days that can go through a day without having any worries, wouldn't that be lovely if we didn't? But if you do have something worrying you, try allocating a set period of time for it during the day. And after this, push it to the back of your mind. And it does take self-discipline, but it can work really, really well. Because often what unseats us is fear of the unknown.
Yes.
And however difficult a situation seems, tackle it as head-on as you feel able. Because by being in control, not being a control freak, but being in control, it will empower you. And even if you don't feel up for it, go for a short walk and take time to note your beautiful surroundings. Nature is just amazing, and you will know that you're feeling better when you start to take an interest in the little things. And know that I am behind you every step of the way. You can do this. You are doing this. With love.
Yes, that's amazing. Thank you, Michelle. That's absolutely brilliant. By the way, Michelle has said that if you would like a fact sheet on the subject you've just been listening to, completely free of charge, if you go to her website, which is cookeryacademy.co.uk, she will sort you out. Thank you, Michelle, and hopefully be back soon with some more topics.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.